responding to a notice of application. When you receive a notice of application from the family court, it means someone has made an application about a child in your life. You may be a parent, guardian, or whānau, family and friends. This happens when people involved in the child's life can't agree on how the child will be looked after. Choosing how to respond. Reply. 1. Read the application. It's important to read the application. It will tell you what the other person is asking the court to do and their reasons. You'll receive 1. The application. 2. Any interim court orders. These are temporary and are not always made. And 3. A notice to respondent. This document tells you an application has been filed and what you need to do. 2. Decide how you want to respond. You can decide if you want to respond to the application and be involved in the case. If you disagree with any parts of the application, you can give a notice of response. This tells the court you want 1. Your views considered before a final decision is made, and 2. The choice to appear in court and be heard in the future. If you don't want to respond and don't want to take part in court, you can choose to not respond. You'll need to give your mailing address to the court if you want to receive their decision. If you don't respond, a judge might take a final order without hearing your views. This could affect how much time you spend with the child or how the child is cared for. 3. Complete the form. You'll need to complete a notice of response and affidavit in support form and file, as in send or drop off, it at your nearest court. When to file the form. You should give your response in the time frame shown on the notice to respondent. The time starts from the day you received a copy of the person's application. To suggest your own arrangements for the child, you can complete a parenting order application. You can submit this at the same time as your notice of response. Get the form by 1. Visiting justice.govt.nz/notice-of-response or 2. Free phone the Ministry of Justice on 0800 224 733 to be sent a copy. If an interim order is made before you respond. Sometimes the family court can make an interim order before you respond. These are temporary. This usually happens if the application is urgent and a judge agrees that an interim order should be made as soon as possible. You'll be able to respond before this order is made final. You'll receive a copy of the order with the application. A parenting through separation course may help. It's important to first think about the child's best interests. Going to a parenting through separation course can help you see things from their point of view and understand how separation or a change in family situation might affect them. To find out more about this course, visit justice.govt.nz/parenting-through-separation or free phone the Ministry of Justice on 0800 224 733. You can get legal advice at any time. It may be helpful to talk to a lawyer when you're working through a separation or change in family situation. If you're not sure where to start, visit your local community law centre or communitylaw.org.nz. You have the right to feel safe. You can get help if you or someone else feels unsafe. 1. If you or someone else is in immediate danger, call 111. 2. Visit justice.govt.nz/family-violence. 3. Visit ruok.org.nz. And 4. Free phone RUOK on 0800 456 450. Where to get support in your community. Kaiārahi, family court navigators, family court coordinators and court staff can guide you when sorting out parenting arrangements but cannot give you legal advice. Kaiārahi can also connect you with community support services in your area. Contact 1. Visit your local court. 2. Email kaiārahi@justice.govt.nz. And 3. Free phone the Ministry of Justice on 0800 224 733. organisations to help you. Citizens Advice Bureau. They help you understand your rights and fill out forms. 1. Free phone 0800 367 222. Or 2. Visit cab.org.nz. Community Law Centre. They offer free, confidential, one-on-one legal help for people across Aotearoa, New Zealand. Visit communitylaw.org.nz. Family Services Directory. They have a list of support services that help whānau, family and friends, across Aotearoa, New Zealand. These services range from housing to counselling. 1. Free phone 0800 211 211 or 2. Visit familieservices.govt.nz/directory/. CCS Disability Action. They provide information and support to people with disabilities and their whānau, family and friends. 1. Free phone 0800 227 200 or 2. Email info@ccsdisabilityaction.org.nz. The Ministry for Ethnic Communities. They have a list of support services, including faith-based organisations, to help ethnic communities. 1. Free phone 0800 656 656 and 2. Visit ethniccommunities.govt.nz. Counselling. For professional support for mental health or other personal issues, contact 1. Need to talk, free phone or text 1737 or visit 1737.org.nz. 2. Lifeline, free phone 0800 543 354 or text 4357. And 3. Skylight, free phone 0800 299 100 or visit skylight.org.nz. For children and young people, 1. WhatsApp, free phone 0800 942 8787 or 2. Youthline, free phone 0800 376 633 or text 234. If you feel unsafe, 1. Visit ruok.org.nz or 2. Free phone ruok on 0800 456 450. For more information, 1. Visit justice.govt.nz/care-of-children or 2. Free phone the Ministry of Justice on 0800 224 733.